Shalom Mishpacha. Shalom family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. The middle wall of separation has come down to form one new man, getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. And as you are red hot for the Messiah, you will do the same works that Jesus did, and even greater. Well, Jesus walked this earth, and his disciples watched what he did and did exactly what he did. I have a woman on the telephone. Her name is Joan Hunter, and that's what Joan did. Her parents, Charles and Frances Hunter, have traveled the whole world and have seen millions of people healed and come to meetings and equipped for healing. And Joan watched this for 30 years as their Timothy and sat under the anointing, heard the teaching, and now she's doing the same thing. And I want you to do the same thing. That's why I have her new book called Healing the Whole Man Handbook, and that's what it is. She tells you step by step what she learned on how to heal the sick. Now, the results that you're getting in your meetings are phenomenal. Do you believe people can get similar results from reading this book and following exactly what you suggest?
The testimonies that come in that will tell you yes, 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 yes. And all over the world, you know, not just here in the United States, but literally all over the world, from Singapore to Guatemala to Ireland to England to, you know, South America and Guatemala. I mean, literally all over the world, people are getting a hold of the book and they are laying hands on the sick and praying what it says in the book and they're getting healed.
Okay. One of the things I love about your book that really makes it unique is that you, first of all, it's a big book. It really is a handbook. It's 239 pages, but you have laid this out in such a way that first you teach people exactly how to minister, how to get healed themselves, and how to pray for other people step by step. But then alphabetically, you have just about every disease. And you not only explain how to pray for the person with that disease, what the areas of blockage most likely are, how to get rid of those areas of blockage, and then the exact prayer to pray. I mean, you've really laid it out. It's like going to a Bible school for healing with this workbook. And let's take one disease so people will get an idea. Let's take is actually epidemic in society, arthritis. Tell me what you found as the root causes of arthritis. Perhaps start with a testimony of someone.
Well, I was praying for a lady in Tulsa, and I prayed and I said, in the name of Jesus, you know, I curse this arthritis. And, you know, and I mean, she was just eaten up with pain from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. You know, and I did a few other things, and so I said, well, how does it feel, you know, and praise God, and she crossed her arms, and she goes, nothing happened, it still hurts, and so I had one of the ladies that travels with me, I said, just take her out for a few minutes, and took her out for a few minutes, walked her through, within 5 minutes, walked her through the prayer of unforgiveness. She forgave those people that had hurt her. The prayer for the actual arthritis was never prayed again, but all the arthritis was gone.
Well, medically speaking, there is no cure for arthritis. There's ways of relieving the symptoms, etc. But you're saying there is a cure for arthritis through prayer.
That's right. His name is Jesus or Yeshua, the same thing. And it just says here, and like it describes what arthritis is. It's inflammation of one or more joints and the breakdown of joint cartilage.
You actually explain medically what this situation is, but yet you use such simple words that anyone could understand.
Yes, and then it just says how to minister, and then it says all commands done in Jesus' name. Number one, cast out the spirit of arthritis. In the name of Jesus, I curse that spirit of arthritis. Command all inflammation and swelling to be healed and pain to go. Command the cartilage to be restored and joints to function normally. And then number four, lead in the prayer of forgiveness. And you think, well, what is the prayer of forgiveness? Well, that the diseases that you're talking about, the encyclopedia for diseases and prayers, are in chapter 13. Chapter 11 has the different prayers of, like, the prayer of salvation. It has the prayer to break word curses, prayer of forgiveness, repentance and for judgment and condemnation, and, like, ungodly covenants and generational curses. So we have a whole chapter just on the prayers to pray.
Joan, I want you to pray right now by the Spirit for people that are suffering from arthritis in anywhere, any part of their body. Especially, I have a burden for people with arthritis in the hands, in the hips. But would you, whatever type of arthritis you have, would you lead them in a prayer? I don't have arthritis, but I'll willingly say the prayer with you, and people say the prayer when I do.
Okay, and then also, whoever is listening to this, if you have arthritis in the shoulder, the hands, place a hand on wherever you have the arthritis. Like, you have arthritis in the knee, put your hand on your knee, et cetera, wherever the arthritis is. Now, people have hurt you in the past, and so what we need to do is, and we'll just use like a generic name, we'll use the name Sue. Like, Sue has really hurt you. Well, it may be your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, you know, your spouse, whatever. But this will be the generic prayer, and that to forgive that person.
So they'll say the person's real name when they pray.
The person's real name, whereas you and I will just use the word Sue.
Okay.
Okay, Father.
Father.
What
Sue did to me.
Is wrong.
Is wrong.
It has hurt me a lot.
It has hurt me a lot.
And that is sin.
And that is sin.
I ask you to separate the sin from her.
I ask you to separate the sin from her.
And put it on the cross of Jesus Christ.
And put it on the cross of Jesus the Messiah.
On the day of judgment.
On the day of judgment.
I'll hold no accusations.
I'll hold no accusations.
Against her.
Against her.
Father.
Father.
Bless her.
Bless her.
Father.
Father.
Bless her.
Bless her.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, as I said, praise God, I have no arthritis.
I know.
But I sure can feel it leaving. I can feel it leaving people.
Here.
I believe it is leaving people. Many people.
Let's just pray and curse that arthritis. In Jesus' name, I curse the arthritis in these people right now. In Jesus' name, we send the word of healing to them. In Jesus' name, I curse every bit of pain. I curse that arthritis. I command all the joints, tendons, muscles, ligaments, and cartilage to be completely restored. In Jesus' name, I thank you for mobility to be completely restored. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you for touching them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. I curse the arthritis in the neck. In Jesus' name, those shoulders, the elbows, the hands, the fingers, Father, the rheumatoid arthritis is cursed. I command those fingers to straighten up in Jesus' name. Father, I speak in two new knees, two new hips, ankle bones, toes, wherever the arthritis was. Father, we speak total health and wholeness and restoration in Jesus' name.
Now, you were telling me something when we were going on the air that I got very, very excited about, Joan, and that is your ministry, and you touched on it just now as you prayed, of new body parts. Explain.
If people would understand that healing is logical, well, how do you pray for this? How do you pray for that? If you need if you've got a bad heart, what do you need? You need a new heart. You know, people will need a heart transplant. Well, let's just ask God to give him a heart transplant, and don't make it harder than it is. Have a heart, heart problem. And if you got a heart problem now, put your hand on your heart.
Now, I seem to remember your mother had a new heart.
Yes, she did. She got one 1974, May 15th, 1974. So mom says she's going to have to die in sections because she's, her pancreas is this old and her heart is this old and all that kind of
stuff. Her pancreas is old, but her heart is brand new.
Well, no, her pancreas is probably about 20 years old. So she got a new heart, she got a new thyroid, she got all new glands.
Oh, my goodness.
That's why she's still going strong at 90. She got all new
parts. Well, oh, come on now. Pray for new parts right now, especially hearts.
And, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I speak a new heart in Jesus' name. Any of those problems that have been there, Father, we just thank you. There's new hearts. There's new hips coming in Jesus' name. There's new pancreas. If you've got diabetes or hypoglycemia, put your hand on your pancreas. Father, in the name of Jesus, we send the word of healing to those right now in Jesus' name. We speak health and wholeness, and we speak new pancreases in Jesus' name. There's cancer. There's a problem with cancer. Father, in Jesus' name, I speak in new livers and new intestines, and in Jesus' name. And, Father, I curse that breast cancer. In Jesus' name, I command it to be gone. Father, we just thank you for that.
And new kidneys in Jesus' name. Might as well get to all the body parts.
That's
there.
That's right. If you need a part, just put your hand on it and say, Father, I thank you for my new heart.
Oh, begin doing that. Don't just listen. Don't just be an observer. Begin thanking God. All of you want new body parts. I mean, I like the deal that Frances Hunter has. She's got all these new body parts, and she's 90.
So, what I feel in my spirit is that people are saying, it really can't be that easy. You know what? It is. Don't make it harder than it is. Don't try, I got to get healed. Allow God's grace to just come through the radio waves, through the internet, and just be healed.
That's one of the things that I'm amazed is you're dealing with some complex things on all these diseases. You actually explain them, but in a layman's simplistic manner, and even the way people should pray, you don't leave anything to chance. Because you even write out the prayers. So you're saying to me that you have lots of testimonies of people that just read word for word your prayers on specific diseases and pray against the areas of... You found openings, specific openings for specific diseases. So someone can take this handbook and it would be the same as you praying?
Yes. Because, see, we're not praying in the name of Joan. We're not praying in the name of Sid.
We're praying in the name of Jesus. Get the book, Healing the Whole Man, for a donation of $22. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape, or CD, of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.